enjoy a good squeeze.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little James Bond into our everyday lives.
Little or a lot, as of late.
Or none at all. Who knows?
No.
Or plenty. Plenty of tool. it's been a scorcher here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
So we are recording in the sauna right now.
It's an oven. It's any analogy. Send us your analogies and we'll vote on which one is the best. It is a hot attic or studio.
Yes, we got some stuff we want to catch up on. Through life and work and things like that, we've been away. We've been traveling basically the last 2 months. We've been away from our recording studio.
That's right.
we've been traveling, and but there's a couple items we wanted to catch up on. Mainly the Golden Bullet Awards, and some would say old news as of now, but it's still very, very important to us. Well, very special.
Real quick, for those of you who know, the Golden Bullet Awards are a pretty big deal in the Bond community. For those of you who don't know,
it's a pretty big deal.
And it's a community-based incentive where you had the entire Bond community joined together. And who was it? Was it Roland or was it David Zaretsky?
It was Roland, yeah.
It was Roland. He spearheaded this Oscar-esque award ceremony for the Bond community. And it's just been so wonderful to see it evolve to what it is today, because it was like almost proper Oscars this year. And essentially what it is the community bands together, nominates the Bond creators and authors and personalities of the year, and there's different categories. You get to nominate anyone you want. The most nominations get to be like the finalists, and then you get voted on, and then you get a Golden Bullet Award. And we were so very lucky and floored to see our little name on as one of the nominees for Newcomer of the Year. So first off, thank you to everyone who nominated us, because we didn't know this was, we didn't know we could campaign for it,
Yeah, to be fair, I nominated us, but that's just one,
Yeah.
And
I think I nominated, but you told, yeah, that's true.
We did not campaign it. We didn't pass it along. Nothing.
I think we
like
made
that.
A story about it one time, and then we said that's good enough. And,
yeah, maybe so. Maybe
and
so.
More so, and but to be perfectly frank, it was one of those things where we didn't even we were like, this could be fun to just throw our name into the pool. Yeah. It'll get like maybe one person to see it, one additional person to see our name, but it was just so lovely that. Now I don't know how many people nominated. Maybe there were only four newcomers this year, and we just so happened to put two votes in.
No, it was really nice. It was really special, and it was really cool to see our name out there, and Roland reached out to you. Well, the Good Squeeze channel, which Margo runs.
Well, reached out, tagged the Good Squeeze.
AKA reached out.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah, no, it was really cool of him and cool of the event and cool of all yins out there.
Yeah. Pittsburgh strong.
To nominate us for that award. It was it was really cool. We're an award nominated channel.
We're an award nominated podcast.
Channel, what have you. It meant a lot to both of us. But it was really cool to be alongside these other creators.
And we were super lucky that one of these creators, and we're going to obviously give him a shout out, more than a shout out, give him praise, because one of these individuals, Idiot Bond Fan, who many of you know, if not all of you know, he reached out to every nominee, including ourself, the Bond Archives?
Ooh, the Bond Archives.
Bond Archives, and analyze this, Mr. Bond. all of these individuals, you know, idiot Bond fan. That's a tough one. That's a mouthful.
It's a second language, folks.
It is. For me, it's a mouthful. He reached out to all of us and he decided, you know, this would be good for us to partner up, essentially. Just create the newcomer, welcome session, whatever you want. He did come up with a name for it. And it was a good name. And I forgot what it was called. But essentially, all four of us jumped on a live Instagram live, thank you. And we, Idiot Bond Fan, had a couple questions geared up, and we each took a turn to answer the said question, and we got to learn a lot about our fellow nominees. We learned so much about these people, and what was really nice too is it was just a delight to hear them talk about themselves. It was wonderful. They all clearly had such passion, such motivation for, you know, the content that they put out. And, you know, just to give you an idea, you know, Idiot Bond Fan, he's like, how did he pitch it? He's essentially Bond Fan.
Yeah, I'm like summarizing other people's stuff. I would say Idiot Bond Fan is, he would like to say he's the inner thought that no one wants to really speak on. Yeah. Just kind of like
the controversial.
Unpopular opinion, perhaps.
Yeah, not controversial. No, but unpopular.
Maybe in some cases. Yeah.
He does have a very big voice in the community. He's very active. He loves to talk about this stuff. And it's just, so he's really good at it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bond Archives, hello, was one of the most unique, I think,
That I've come across as a consumer of Bond content and on the daily. To hear what he does for a living was fascinating.
Yeah, not just as like a Bond fan, but in general, as a creative, like, period. Just anything that has to do with your own, like, as a small business owner. He reaches out to the extras and the people in the background and the secondary characters in these Bond films, gathers like memorabilia and like, what do you call them? Like,
behind the scenes photos and autographs.
And this could be the guy, the grip, you know, or whatever. Like, these are people who did not get the accolades, you know, or get the acknowledgement, not the accolades, sorry, the acknowledgement that the major stars got, and he puts them out for people to, and he could, because he taps into this appreciation for subculture in the Bond community, where, you know, these teeny tiny details make every bit of a difference in every movie, in every media outlet, and he distributes that, you know. He talks to these people, he has them sign stuff, and he does sell them, it online.
It's like a membership.
A membership, yes, that's what it is. And it's really cool, because he does this full time now, and it's such a cool thing to support. It is a really great idea, period. I think it's just like super niche within a niche community, and that's perfect, you know. You already have your fan base. You already have your target audience right there for you.
Yeah.
Just dig into something that no one's doing. And clearly no one else is doing what he's doing, because he's absolutely killing it. And it's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool to see.
Yeah.
And hear more about.
The third, certainly not least. Oh, sorry. The last, but certainly not least. I didn't say that correctly.
We're the least.
So.
Yeah, we're the least.
Analyze This, Mr. Bond. August, you're more familiar with...
Oh, sure. I mean, like, he just dives into, like, subjects of 007, whether it's movies or the books or just a thought, and he'll analyze it, almost make, like, an essay video. Mm-hmm. Really cool stuff. And his channel obviously really caught on. Not only was he nominated for Newcomer of the Year, but Channel of the Year.
Yeah.
And he was our recipient of Newcomer of the Year.
That's right. Congratulations, Analyzes Mr. Bond, with a really excellent acceptance speech that I was cracking up. I thought it was great. Somebody else accepted the award on his behalf. He wasn't able to attend, and it was very funny. It was all very good taste, but it did crack me up. I thought that was I'll have you guys go check out the video, because it was streaming on they did a live stream on YouTube.
Yep.
So you can see the Golden Bullet Awards. You can witness them yourself. Sorry we spoiled the one like award, but we didn't win. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Like we started. It's old news now. It happened several weeks ago, but we've been away for several weeks. And we do all this stuff pretty casual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be super straightforward. We had no expectation of winning. We didn't even expect to be nominated. So yeah. Thank you. But at that point, we're like, cool, this is as high as it's going to get. And we're very happy with it. We're more than happy with it.
Yeah, of course.
It's just that, yeah, it's one of those things where I don't know how to I really don't know how to describe it when you're like, the amount of work that I've put in deserves this amount of praise, and that's mm-hmm. how I feel about this. We've put in a certain amount of work, sure. We don't deserve an award. we just don't. There's all three of the other nominees put in so much more work than we do. They are so much more committed. They certainly deserve the award more than we do. Will we one day? Maybe, sure, of course. I'm not going to say we
maybe
don't.
Maybe we'll win Newcomer of the Year someday.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, I don't know, like, Swiss and, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, couple of the year or whatever, it'd be like, yeah. Oh, that's perfect for us, you know, or whatever. Yes. But no, regardless, like, you know, it was just really cool being part of it, being part of something greater within it, you know, meeting all mm-hmm. of our fellow nominees. And it was just really cool. Definitely not what we anticipated this year to bring, but hey, yeah. Here we are.
What I want to add too is, you know, because Idiot Bond Fan did curate that conversation, that new voices live,
new voices, nice,
that's
yeah,
that's right. That new voices Instagram live video, which you can go back onto his channel and find and listen to, it's good stuff.
And yeah, it's a Idiot Bond Fan is a podcast too. I didn't mention
he's
that.
A podcast,
and you guys all know Instagram, this. You all know who he is.
Yeah, and. You know, through that, we got to chat with these guys, and now we have, like, a pick-up-and-go continual conversation, if and so any of us want to, which is really nice, because, you know, in the future, you know, we might be going to, or not might, we are going to be attending our first, you know, Bond mm-hmm. community event in August, and it'll be out east from us, yeah. And
not far, but
yeah, far,
but east nonetheless.
A journey yeah. For sure. And we'll probably run into Idiot Bond Fan. We yeah. probably will run into Analyze This, Mr. Bond.
We hope so. We hope to see.
You know, we probably will run into our fellow nominees and get to, you know, continue that chat.
Archives is based in the UK, so unlikely.
Well, I'll get to that guy here in a minute. You know, we kind of have this kinship because we were nominated for this award, right? We're always going to be associated together. And then there's the other Bond community people that we'll get to encounter. But, you know, if and when and if ever we travel to the UK, to London area, perhaps, maybe we could hit up Bond Archives, sure. Be like, yo, let's go to the pub.
Really? Oh, nice. What we're really trying to say is we're going to ride everyone's coattails for as long as we can.
Yeehaw. No, it's
like, we're always going to be grouped together with them. How lucky of us to always be around them and be affiliated with them.
And we'll always be affiliated with the Golden Bullet Awards because we're a nominee, damn it.
That's right. And we will never put in more effort than we are right now, which is a perfect amount for us. Perfect amount for you guys, Yin's guys.
I'm saying this live on the show here, but we should reach out to Roland and be like, maybe a nominee in the future is best, you know, Bond community James Bond couple.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Couple of the year. That's still going to be Zaritsky. Still going to be them. Yeah.
For sure. But we can be another nominee, maybe.
We're just nominees. That's our shtick. We are nominees.
We're the 27 dresses, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
That's nice.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Absolutely. It was a really cool event. It was an honor to be a part of. We got to watch it live on our cell phones. We were traveling far and away,
mm-hmm.
but it was nice to be able to, you know, at least capture the moment.
Yeah,
live.
Like, and again, we saw it coming. We knew we weren't going to win, but it's you know, we were nominated. Let's show support for the community. We're not just going to be like, let's just wait for the email that says we won. No, of course not.
No.
If
I'm a betting man, yeah. I was like, analyze this.
And
Mr.
we got
Bond's
to see a lot. We got to see a lot of like the interactions too, which mm-hmm. is really cool. Like how close everybody is and how welcoming everyone is. Like, yeah. Because people were coming up. Everybody essentially, there's somebody different to introduce the nominees for each category, like the Oscars. And people with different personalities came up and got to introduce them. And they were always joking around and they had got to do a speech. And it was just really cool to see that, like witness it and just give us a taste of what we can expect in future Bond events. Because we're also very lucky that we live in an area that has a high density of Bond creators. And like when we, you know, during the New Voices thing, Annalise, this was like, I'm out in Philly. And we're like, we're in Pittsburgh. It was, or no. We were talking to him prior to that. And I was like, oh, we're from Pittsburgh. And he was like, oh, I'm in Philly. And we're like, oh, you know, so, it's just really neat because people are in Jersey. Idiot Bond fans out in Jersey. I don't know if you made that public, but now it is.
You guys made it public.
Yeah.
It's that big area. It's in that 8 million mile radius of that.
Just nice.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. And we're the center of it. No, we're right on the outskirts. I wonder, are we the first Pittsburgh creators, Bond creators of the year? That would be good. Only Pittsburgh.
Best Yinzers of the year.
Yinzers of the year.
Yinzers of the year.
Because we are a Pittsburgh podcast, but not about Pittsburgh.
No, we're a James Bond Pittsburgh podcast.
That's right. Local James Bond Pittsburgh podcast.
If I'm making James Bond cocktails, I'm using
Iron City.
I'm using
Wheatley. So good. I drink it neatly. Who cares? It's good.
But I'm using
it. Why should Moscow always get the mule?
I'm drinking it right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can we make let's just make a fun list of who we want to sponsor us. I'll start. Vlasic. Ooh, baby.
That's the pickles?
Yeah, because Pittsburgh. Pickles?
Are they? Oh, pickles. Yeah,
pickles,
sure. Wouldn't you want Pittsburgh Pickle Company?
They're Vlasic, good. Vlasic will send you crates, I've seen. So, you know. Yeah. Anyways, your turn.
You know what's cool is, yes, we, you know, you were just talking about it was nice to watch the Golden Bullets and see like the camaraderie and the faces and, you know, just the characters come to life in that show. And you know, I have a little bit of FOMO. I always do when I see these events happen, because, you know, we're not far away, you know, we're far enough away. You know, it is a 5-hour commute, but, you know, it's not unobtainable, and it just happens, like, every single little, like, event that we could go to, we can't go to.
We're very busy. We have a very, very demanding social life.
Busy. Last year for the Gatherall, we were at SummerSlam instead. You know, this year for the Golden Bullet, we were in California. Idiot Bond Fan was hosting a really cool event that we couldn't attend because we were in California.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's always something going on. We just can never find our way there. Yeah. But we will be attending technically two events in August. Which we're very excited to show up and be like, hi, I'm August.
I'm Margo. Yeah. Good squeeze. And they call us the two-headed monster for the rest of our lives.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Are you fans? Like, yes. you might know our latest episode.
Which we are fans.
Yeah.
That's where it all stems from.
No, but you know, it's cool because I feel like there is this pressure. Definitely the more we're witnessing of this community and being, you know, welcomed into it, the more there's pressure to contribute to it with a social presence. And I don't think we should put pressure on ourselves to do that. I think one event every year, maybe every 2 or 3 years, is more than reasonable.
As we can.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, especially because our shtick is very much like, I'm not a Bond fan, you are a Bond fan, you know, in layman's terms, that's not, you know, whatever.
You're nostalgic.
Know, yes, I'm a novice. You're nostalgic.
That one. I get.
I'm an appreciator at this point for not outside of the, you know, our branded identities, but you know, going to these events, I'm definitely, you know, I'm very excited, but I am definitely a little scared, you know, because I'm feeling shy about it.
As am I. I'm a shy person in general.
You're a shy guy.
Showing up and seeing some people that I've, you know, listened to on the internets and seen on the YouTubes for years, and maybe interacting with them or just even saying hi is, Yeah, it's kind
of. And I'm the polar opposite, where, you know, you would actually have something to say. And it's not that I wouldn't have anything to say, but you would recognize the fame and you would have that proper, cordial, like, demeanor. And I'd be like, hi, I'm Margo. It's nice to meet you. And I'd pick my nose and shake their hand after. Like, you know, it's just stuff like, I'm worried that I'm going to, you know, people are going to be like, do you realize who you just talked to? And I'm like, no. And it's, you know.
That was Pierce Brosnan.
Like, that was my dad. Anyways, yeah. But, yeah, so I don't know. That is something I'm a little bit, I'm anxious about. Not in a bad way. I mean, it's just what happens when you do a new thing.
Yeah,
me too. I am really excited, though. It'll be a nice little vacation, a Bond vacation, content. So yeah, that'll be great, too.
We will, you know, regale our tales.
I'll make a little video. Try to.
Spitting it into the mic. Oh, yeah. You should make a little video if it comes up.
If I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, you know, and this is going to be the transition from that to our next subject.
Mm-hmm.
But I just jokingly said Pierce Brosnan was going to be there. Any Bond actor, like someone who's been in a Bond film that's still alive today, and I'll let you know if they're alive or dead, who would you like to meet?
I would have more to say to Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig. Yeah, him for sure. Mm. Pierce Brosnan. I would be like, hum-na, you know, like, but I wouldn't, you know, yeah, hello, Mr. Man. Sorry, those, anyways. Ratatouille, what was I saying? Yeah, so Daniel Craig, for sure. He's done, you know, he's in one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Knives Out. You know, he's done stuff that I'm a fan of outside of the Bond. Mm-hmm. Franchise. I don't really know much about Pierce Brosnan other than Mars Attacks. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Is that what it's called?
Oh
yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all
and
I know.
And Mrs. Doubtfire.
I don't know if it was called. I've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire. And wow. I'm not from this country. And
you're from San Francisco, though. Yeah. Or you lived there.
Did we see the Mrs. Doubtfire house?
Nah. It was too far from where we were.
We saw the Full House houses. But we'll get to that.
In the next episode, spoiler.
I'd say Daniel Craig. I need to finish my sentence. He's done a lot that I've seen. He's done a lot that I've liked outside of the Bond franchise, and I've liked what he's done as Bond, and I would have a lot to say. And also, one time I had a dream where me, a few other randos, and him were at a dinner party at like a campground in like the jungle, and it was a very beautiful thing, but it was a little bit more, no, not the jungle, who cares, somewhere. It was a campground, and we were having a lovely dinner, and we're all talking, and someone asked me, who's your favorite Bond? I said, well, I mean, other than Daniel Craig, it had to be Pierce Brosnan, and I said that, and then he got really offended, and I chased him down because he ran away. He was very upset that I didn't just say Daniel Craig, and he is my favorite Bond, but, you know, if I had to say outside of him, it'd be Pierce Brosnan. So he got mad for no reason. Anyways, that was a dream, and I'd tell him about that, and then he'd get mad and run away from me, and I'd say, I've dreamed of this. And then it would reinforce the idea that I believe that I am I'm a little psychic. Anyways, you?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. You know, I'd be a fool not to say Pierce Brosnan if I had my pick of the litter, but I don't know. Honestly, my brain instantly went to Alan Cumming, who played Boris.
Wait. Oh. Oh, not just... Wait.
I said any Bond actor.
Oh, I thought you meant, who played Bond.
I apologize.
Fault.
Yeah.
Not my fault.
I don't know if
That's
I...
That's your fault.
I don't remember how I worded it, but I definitely said, Bond character or actor. What? Okay. Someone who's been in a Bond movie that's still alive
gotcha.
Today.
Oh, I'll re-answer that question, but go ahead. Alan Cumming?
Yeah. He just popped in my head. I bumped into him once in New York City.
Yeah.
He finished some show he was doing. This was a long time ago. It had to have been... Oof, in the early 2000s, like 2005, something like that. And I literally bumped into him, and he's like, "Hello." I was like, "I know you." I didn't say that, but in my head I did.
I'm from Clarion.
Yeah, my go-to. I don't know. I just feel like. I feel like him and I would get along. I feel like we could have a lot to say and hang out. Mm-hmm. We both do theater stuff, and mm-hmm. he's, you know.
He'd say, wait, are you Wait, we haven't said our last names, huh? Damn. Yeah. My joke went down the drain. All right.
Sorry. I knew where you're going. It is good. Are but you yeah.
Gus Lovington?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know why. He just popped in my head. I'm like, yeah, I'd like to just hang out with him.
Yeah. I like that.
I haven't thought beyond that, but I'm sure there'll be an answer.
It's whatever pops into your head right then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I thought like Famke Janssen, which Ooh. She played Xenia on a talk.
Oh, very cool.
I've seen her from afar, but
oh, nice.
I was too shy to say anything.
I don't know. Maybe Sean Bean?
Ooh,
I'd ask him like, "Hey, how do you die? Tell me every movie.
Do you think
what's your go to? What goes through your head? Tell me about your process.
Do you think he's ever had that question before?
What's your relationship like with your father? I should ask him that. I don't know. Has he? What's your process when you die?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure so many people have asked him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess his whole thing is he dies in every movie he's in.
Nah, Sean Bean's a good call.
Yeah, it's better than your. No, it's not better than your answer at all. I'll do what? How about we do this? Next time we see Alan Cumming and Sean Bean together, I'll take Alan, you take Sean, and then you tell me if you want to switch.
Fair.
Cool.
I appreciate that.
Of course, anything for you, my love.
We're married. Bing. We're gonna clink our rings. Clink. Meredith.
No. Bing. Okay, we did it.
You know, going from that. The next thing we got some Bond news. It's pretty big. You know, at this point in time, as you're listening to this episode on this date that it was released, we finally have our James Bond 26 director.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We're going through a new era. You know, James Bond is now under the ownership of Amazon, and they made a deal with director Denis Villeneuve.
Mm-hmm. Villeneuve. Villeneuve.
Well, he's French-Canadian. French-Canadian.
Villeneuve. Yeah.
How would you say
Sorry
that?
Sorry to all our French-Canadian listeners. I wasn't far off the mark, though, was I?
Margot is from... Born
Schweizerland.
Born in Switzerland. Born and raised to a degree.
Raised in California. Born in Switzerland. My dad wrote us a song, and that's the first two lines.
So, Margot's first language is French. But yeah.
You guys know this. I always whip it out when I can.
We remind
them. Watch this.
Remind the new listeners. That's it. So, Denis Villeneuve. Yes. Of, you know, Prisoners fame, of Arrival, of Dune 2, Dune 3.
What?
Yeah. And, you know, a great filmmaker, storyteller, director for sure. And, you know, whether you like his films or not, it's kind of, in my opinion, undeniable that he hasn't made a bad film. I'm not a big Dune guy. I like Dune. I own the first one. I haven't bought the second one yet. I will someday. It hasn't been a desire yet, but I appreciate them. And it's a feat in filmmaking, those Dune movies. But they just don't... That sci-fi doesn't click with my little mm-hmm. puny brain.
No, your big brain. Yeah. Don't say that.
Yeah. It's not... here we go. Dune doesn't hit my frequency.
Ah. Oh.
Yes, yes. I like Star Wars. I like Star Trek. Star Dune. Not my
Star Dune.
Not my frequency.
That's something my parents would be like, we watched Star Dune.
Yeah. But undeniable, incredible movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't made a bad film yet. Serpico and Blade Runner 2049, which I do really, really love. To hear he's doing a James Bond movie was honestly surprising to just read the headline, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, but it also made sense, too. Like, if I'm a big studio, if I'm Amazon, mm-hmm. and I got that paper money that I can throw to whomever I want.
As opposed to water money.
Yeah. As opposed to water money.
Water money.
You know, got Denis Villeneuve there, and he's saying, like, he gave his pitch, like, hey, I want to make the next Bond movie. And they chose him ultimately.
How did you find out about that?
It was late last night. And I... it was before... Margot and I enjoy watching a film almost each and every night. We were starting a film, and my younger brother sent me a Variety article. And it wouldn't let me... It was like a... And long story. It wouldn't let me open the article. I Googled Denis Villeneuve... Variety, and I found an older article, and it said he would love to direct a Bond film, something like that. And this is probably like 8 o'clock last night or something. And I was like, I've heard this news. I've heard him in the hat to be. did it come out like that? Whoops. my thick accent.
This heat is really bringing it out for you.
And the Wheatley. Sorry. He's got his name in the hat. Sorry. I've heard he's got his name in the hat. Along with many other directors Edgar Wright, Alfonso Cuarón, and Christopher Nolan, even Jonathan Nolan. And
there's a Jonathan?
Oh yeah.
What?
He's
let's stay on topic. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Jonathan Nolan writes along with Christopher Nolan on a lot of his films. The Dark Knight trilogy he wrote Interstellar.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah. You know. Anywho. And Denis Villeneuve was in that hat too. So to hear he was the final choice was like, oh, okay. That's great news. And so I heard that from my brother. And I kind of dismissed him. I'm like, yeah, I know he wants to, but it was like hours later when I like opened Facebook and it was like everything in my feed was like.
Wait, did you tell him like, yeah, I know he wants to?
Yeah.
He was probably like, that son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, I explained myself.
Yeah. Okay. I know you did. Yeah. Sending somebody an article like, this is happening. This person is doing this. And they respond, I know they want to, okay?
Yeah. I said, not official yet. Says he would like to. He's like, the Variety article says he is. I was like, that's weird. I must have opened an older one. I'm seeing everywhere now that it's all over the news.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So
you could have leaned into it and been like, don't you know Variety is just a bunch of conspiracy? Really, really
laid it on him. If I saw Variety was putting out something, I'd
I believe him.
I'd believe
him. I only read Variety.
But I was like, and in my opinion, it's a great choice. It really is. You know, on this show, I'm sure we've said who my fantasy director is to direct the next Bond movie. I know, and not to plug another show, but my younger brother and I, we have done episodes of a podcast called Brothers Movie Factory, where we talk about who's the next James Bond director. And, you know, I've said Christopher Nolan. I've said, Martin Campbell. Quentin Tarantino.
James Cameron.
No.
What?
No. Yeah. I've said Martin Campbell, and that was my nostalgic pick. But in nostalgia, I have to remember where we're at. You know, Eon, you know, maybe they would have gone with someone like Martin Campbell, who spearheaded the launches of new franchises, you know, or new eras in Bond, rather. He did GoldenEye. He did Casino Royale. So in my heart of hearts, it made sense. Hey, bring him back for this new era. That's just what I wanted. But to see Denis Villeneuve, who's I really, really like all of his films.
We recently had a conversation where you listed out like what director has not made a bad movie, has only made bangers.
Who has not made a bad film, objectively bad film.
Yeah, yeah. And I said Tarantino and you said Villeneuve.
I said Denis, I said Nolan, and I think I said James Cameron, if you don't count Piranha 2.
Even if you do.
Yeah, some would say.
Never seen it, so I can't speak for it.
So, yeah, it's exciting news. Now it feels like we have even more direction. You know, someone can buy something, take something as big as a property of you know, an IP. What are we going to do with it now? And, you know, me as a consumer, as Joe Schmo, I have no business knowing what the people behind the big expensive doors know.
Mm-hmm.
But now to be like let in a little bit, like, hey, we got our director.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is, and now it feels like we have direction. They have their direction.
All but, it's going to take is for one person to get to leave the studio, and then they all go, and then one new guy joins, and they go, actually, we don't want anybody. And they smoke their cigars and laugh and go, ha, ha, ha. And then
fools.
They take on, like, someone, like, I don't know, Michael Bay. Which, you know what, though? Wouldn't be bad. It would be not good, but it wouldn't be bad.
People, it's second language, and she's a nostalgic, or not novice, sorry. She's a nostalgic
for
Transformers.
Come on, Michael, and it's hot. It's very hot.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, I don't like Michael Bay. I don't know why.
I would appreciate a Michael Bay James Bond, but only if they're making another one.
Yeah, this is not canon, and just for fun. Just for laughs. Just for laughs, Michael Bay James Bond film would be great. That's it. One off. It doesn't even go out on like physical media or streaming. It's just one pre-premiere, and that's it.
Michael Bay presents J.W. Pepper.
Oh,
the
that,
movie.
That, though? That's a blockbuster.
That's a spicy pepper.
That's a summer blockbuster right there.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, I agree. No, Michael Bay. But no, Denis is going to be very exciting. I'm excited to see. Everything's exciting. I'm excited. It's going to be cool to see what creative direction he takes it in. I'm excited to see who the next Bond is going to be.
Yeah,
I think that's
that,
more.
Isn't that like the accompanying question?
Because he's going to have a big say in it. Oh my God, it's going to be Timothy Chalamet.
No, it won't be. It won't be, but obviously the brain wants to go there. It could be Hugh Jackman. It could be Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
You know, like, you know.
Why would it be?
It could be Ryan Gosling because he did Prisoners with him.
Oh.
You know, not every director has to work with people they worked with before. I understand why.
What if it's Owen Wilson? I know he has
a
work.
Wow.
Tom Cruise would be a great Bond.
James Bond. I don't know. Did that sound like Owen Wilson?
Luke, yeah. Luke would be Felix.
Hey, that would work for me.
Yeah. A Wes Anderson Bond film?
I've been dreaming of this thing.
That would be great.
I've been dreaming of
that. Well, what are we talking about? Doesn't even matter because it's Denis Villeneuve.
That's right.
So,
and you know, it's exciting and it's great, really great.
Real quick, I could just see us. This heat is really getting to us.
Cool 94.
I could see us drift not into podcast mode, but out of podcast mode into just us conversing mode. We're like, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if Wes Anderson did that? Yeah, that'd be cool. What? Like, it's just like, yeah. So thank you to all our listeners for sticking around.
All
two of you, you know.
Yes, that's right. And you know, from a writing he posted, you know, accompanying.
There you go.
He spoke on his love for James Bond in a sense, and I'm gonna kind of quote it here. But he said, "Some of my earliest movie going memories are connected to 007.
Mm.
I grew up watching James Bond films with my father ever since Dr. No with Sean Connery. I'm a diehard Bond fan. To me, he's sacred territory. I intend to honor the tradition and open the path for many new missions to come." He continues on, but that means a lot to me. You know, like you know, a person's going to bring their own flavor, their own people, their own techniques, their own talent to anything, and it's gonna feel like their thing. But to know that in the back of his mind, in the back of his heart, he has this nostalgia for James Bond, that's good news to me. You know, he's gonna hearken back to maybe the roots of the films, you know, and that's kind of what I've been worried about the most. I know some people want, you know, the next film to really harken back to the roots of the novels, the source material, Ian Fleming. I've been mostly concerned that the next era is not going to harken back to the films of previous. And, you know, there's a plethora of flavors throughout there where I feel like, you know, at this point in life, we're all very just accustomed to what we've had, you know, just nostalgic for Dr. No as equally as, you know, A View to a Kill, for example. Maybe so. Maybe not to appreciate them in the same category, but just to know they're from the same thing. So I've been so worried that the next era is going to kind of do its own thing and not, which I want it to, but I want it to still harken back to its roots.
I got to apologize because you read that beautiful quote that is, it shows how he's going to stay true to the Bond community because, after all, that is the number one target audience for that film. You read that, and I was like, this is a perfect time to do my terrible Owen Wilson impression. And I did, and I apologize. But I do appreciate that there is that parallel between him and the fans. And clearly, you feel heard. You feel like you will have a voice in this because you're not dealing with necessarily a fantastic director, which you are, but a fan. And I think that's something that is incredibly important because it's going to, it, if you're going to do an homage or if you're going to do something that's, you know, an homage or whatever, or you're going to stay true to the actual films, like you just said, it can very easily come off as like, oh, what movie were we watching? Which one was it where they kept making references? Oh, it was Quantum of Solace. It was like that big like wink to the audience. And it's like, okay, but everything else, none of this is really Bond, you know, or it is Bond, but you know, it's, if you're going to, hold on, don't make that face. Don't make that face. Let me go back. Let me try again. Let me say, this is what I'm trying to say. It's what the references I didn't like in Quantum of Solace because, and we already did an episode on this, so go back and listen to it if you want to hear my whole spiel.
I need to go back and listen to it because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, because, you know, like all the like teeny tiny like Bond references were very much like winks at the audience, but they weren't, oh, like Strawberry, Fields. Just Fields. And then like in the credits, you know, it's in Strawberry Fields, but it kind of was like a wink at the audience. And it was like, well, half of us don't know what the hell you're talking about. So what are you doing? It just felt like cheap, like, oh, the Bond fans are going to love this. They should love everything, period. You got to make something that everyone's going to love. If you're going to make an homage or you're going to like do an homage, you got to do it right. You can't just pepper it in for the sake of, oh, well, let's just throw something in there. You got to do it like as a whole, as a completed whole. Yeah. And I feel like you there is that possibility of that. Or he's going to do something that is very unique, but still true to the style and the genre and the actual franchise. So either case, you're safe or not safe, but you have something to look forward to. I mean, I as well, but still.
Yeah. Honestly, it brought a lot of comfort to me to see like, oh, he's a fan of it. It made it feel like, hey, he's one of us, you know. Hopefully so. He's one of us, and as long as the studio doesn't dip their little toes in,
you know,
exactly. Google gobble, one of us.
I keep saying Ooga Chaka, but that's a song.
So. Yeah, Google gobble, one of us. Yeah. So I'm like very much at ease with that choice. Truly. Not only because I have enjoyed every movie he's made, loved most of them, appreciated all of them, to know he's going to bring, he has a caliber, he should be an Oscar winning director, you know, he hasn't been yet, but, maybe Bond 26 will be the guy. But I'm
he's
excited.
Halfway done with his drink, by the way.
I keep using the word excited because that's how I feel right now. We got some bait. We got some Bond news and it's a big one. And as you said, the accompanying thought is who's going to be Bond. I feel like we'll find that out later this year. Denis is going to make Dune 3. He's working on that this summer into the fall winter, and it's coming out next year if I'm not mistaken. I think the next Bond movie, we're a ways out. It's not coming out this year. It's not coming out next year. It'll probably be 2027.
Okay, I'm calling 2028.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a feeling 2026 is going to, something's going to happen. Well, something terrible is going to happen.
It won't be 2026.
Like 2026, something's going to happen and delay it for 2027.
Oh, I mean, the delay will be, we got to work on it.
Yeah.
They don't even have a script.
So I say 2028. No, okay. I bet like they're going to work on it. You're not listening to me.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But 2027, your graphic designer, Margot, can't you think of James Bond stuff to go along with 2027?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. If only it was 2007.
I know.
We're suckers.
We should
have been buying houses and doing podcasts back in 2007.
They had one in 2006 and 2008, not 2007.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that funny?
That's funny. Yeah, 2027, of course, we're going to do some Bond-esque stuff. Well, when I used to work at Staples Copy Center, we had a this episode's kind of all over the place, but you're along for the ride. And so when I worked at Staples, every year there would be this competition to make a banner or a sign of sorts, and it had to reflect the community of Staples and like the values that we have, and just kind of showcase your entire team. And I had all these different ideas that would be really cool. And it just came down to like, I had like a couple days to design it because I kind of put it off and I was like, oh, crap. And I was studying graphic design at the time. So they told me, hey, you get to do whatever you want, free range on that. So I was like, okay, cool. Our store number was 1007. And this was for the print department. So I just made like a very simple background of our store, like a little bit, stylized. And then it just said store 1007, so 1007, licensed to print. And I did the 7, like, you know, very branded, very James Bond. And then I put all our names on the side, kind of like credits. And we won donuts. It was like out of like, I think 100 stores, only 31 or something. Randall's on one. And we got donuts and it was great. Very expensive. That's cool. Donuts. $80 for this box of donuts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So all this to say, wow. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Owen Wilson James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My name's Bond.
Actually, it's just the noise his gun makes. It's like, oh, wow. Wait, what was it, that video with like the lightsaber? Where it's just instead of ju, it's it's Owen Wilson's oh wow.
To bring it back to Wes Anderson, we should do a whole episode on this because it's good stuff. But if he was making if Wes Anderson was making a Bond film, we decided Owen Wilson's James Bond.
Yeah,
is the villain Willem Dafoe?
We have to cast it. And no, I don't think he is.
And I only say that because he has been a Bond villain in the video game Everything or Nothing.
Oh. He's not the main villain, though. We need to do a Wes Anderson casting episode, so we need to stop right here. Good content.
The pin is in, but the pin is also in on, you know, as a Good Squeeze podcast, Instagram, as a entity, as mm-hmm. Good Squeeze, as a nostalgic fan, and as just a fan in general, I feel very grateful right now.
Oh.
I'm grateful for the Golden Bullet Awards, that they exist. I think it's an excellent idea. Two, that we got nominated, and three, that we got to consume it in general. I'm grateful that we're finally able to attend an event this August and, you know, not only show our faces, but to, you know, I just want to share appreciation with some other content creators that I've consumed, but maybe some that I'm not aware of yet or haven't dipped my toe into yet. And I'm grateful that, you know, we got this Bond news of Denis Villeneuve, and that we got some new stuff on the horizon. I feel like I have a full belly.
That's great. And as a novice, I am content. So, things are good.
That's right.
Yeah. Things are happening. Yeah. That's the episode. No verdict. Sorry, guys. We can make a verdict. Denis Villeneuve, is he a nostalgic or a novice?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think he's going to be a nostalgic. You can just jump right into any one of his movies.
Oh, that's not what I meant, but sure.
But even in his new Bond film that he'll come out with, I'm sure it'll be the same. You can just try him out.
Cool.
Try him out.
Verdict's in. On that note, You can go ahead and find us on Instagram at Good Squeeze, not a Good Squeeze Pod. I always fumble that one. At a Good Squeeze, where we post updates. We post news now, apparently. And you can always just reach out to us, send us a DM with your ideas, your thoughts. And again, thank you to everyone who nominated us. This was a very big deal for us. Otherwise,
you can listen to us. Hey, how about that? Yeah. You can hear us wherever you are currently. We're also on Spotify, Audio Boom. We are on Audio Boom. That's where you can find. That's our main hub. Mm-hmm. That's the URL if you want to listen to us. But we're on Google Play, Apple Pod.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot I wanted to say too. August is now also helping me run the Instagram. He has been posted and active. So for all those who have not been DMing because you don't want to talk to me, you can now talk to August. You lucky ducks. So
I'll see you.
Yeah.
I'll see you.
But
on that note, I am August.
And I am Margo.
And we are.
This has been.
And this has been.
A Good Squeeze.